Guess what? So Nick Swartzen is not with me right now. I might be live with him today at lunchtime, but he's driving from Orlando. I got a better deal for you. You're gonna win free tickets to Nick Swartzen. I'm gonna give away 8 tickets. That's 4 pairs of 2. In the meantime, I am also going to send out a message. So give me a minute, because we're going in the back and I'm gonna cook for you guys today. You're gonna like this, because I'm gonna cook on the Captain's Log with my chef here, and it's gonna be fun. So in the meantime, stay with me, because I'm gonna be in the kitchen and you're gonna get to win tickets. So I'm gonna send a link to all our fans right now. I'm waiting for it to show up on our page so I can grab the link. Oh, here I am. You can maybe zoom in. Oh, can you zoom in or no?
I don't think so.
No, you can't zoom in with that one. I forgot. Okay, so here's what I'm doing. I'm going to grab the link. You guys are going to like this. We're going to have fun. It's probably not going to be fun for you, but it's going to be fun for me. And you can win tickets for Nick Swartzen, and here we go. I'm gonna send out a text message to everybody. And yeah, if you wanna get a better angle or whatever you wanna do, but we're going to the back, we're gonna cook. This is the Captain's Log, guys. This is our podcast today, because I was up until 4 in the morning with Nick Swartzen texting me. We're BFFs now, he said. You guys gotta see the text messages. I'll share the text messages. He is so funny. He says I'm his new BFF. And here we go. We're going to do it. I am late. You're right. Heather just said I'm late. Thank you very much. Win free Nick Swartzen tickets now. Click link. I'm doing this. Sending everybody a message right now. We're gonna do it.
Anna says all the tickets were sold out for both Saturday shows.
Yes, and Friday, but we have tickets for Thursday and Sunday, but there's like literally 20 tickets left. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna get it right now. And you guys are about to go in the back. We're gonna cook with Chef Gearson. I think I'm cooking fish and chips. It's gonna be fun. And hold on, we're almost ready. I have everybody working very diligently. We could go also on Insta too if we want.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do this right now. And how many people are watching? Let's see how many people. All you have to do, you have to share and comment. Or just share it and then comment that you shared it. And let me know where you are too, what city you're in, because it's fun to say hi. But there's gonna be so many people on this feed right now in just a few minutes. It's gonna be insane, because I'm basically sending all of Southwest Florida a message to come and watch us. And we're gonna cook, we're gonna have fun. We'll see it right now.
We have 4 viewers.
We're gonna do it.
Heather said, shared it.
Wow. All right, guys. We're going in the back. Chef Gearson's getting ready. I think he's got cornbread in the oven. We're doing fish and chips. And we're gonna do this every Friday. We had to switch it up today because I know that one way or the other, Nick Swartzen's gonna be on today with me, because we texted all night, literally all night. He got into Orlando, his flight got delayed and diverted to Orlando. He arrived at 6:40 a.m. in Orlando. And then he's like, it's, what, 30 minutes away, right? It's only 30 minutes away. I go, dude, no, it's almost 4 hours away. So, yeah, he thought that he was 30 minutes away. And follow me. Let's go in the kitchen.
All right.
Come on.
Right
after you can, yeah, walk. You can walk right in the front. Here we go. We're going to the kitchen. We got better light. And you guys are going to get a chance to win tickets. But, hey, here we are. All right, guys. Come on. Chef Gerson. By the way, we're at Rose Seafood Off the Hook Comedy Club. This is where all the magic happens every day. Let me wash my hands. Because I'm going to get started with Chef here. Woo, this baby's hot. My proper hand washing. 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And I have to do this for 15 seconds. Why? Yeah. That's hot. And then I have to properly dry them. Because sometimes you can't always wear gloves. It depends. And I don't know if we're going to wear gloves making the fish and chips, because we're going to be dunking them into a tempura style fish and chips batter. And you're going to learn how to make the captain's fish and chips. I'm giving you all the secrets, guys. I'm seriously giving you all the secrets. It's just not fair. I'm doing it for the likes, though. Don't forget, you got to share, you got to like, and I'm going to give away tickets. 8 tickets, sold out weekend, Nick Swartzen. There's probably like 20 tickets for tonight left. By the time we're done, there won't even be any. So I'm reserving the tickets to get you guys in. Chef, come on, buddy. Come back here. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, Captain.
This is my chef, Gerson, my longtime friend. How long have you been working for me?
Oh, shoot. I think 15 years.
15 years. 15 years. Since he was like 10. Almost.
Pretty much. I was a young kid.
Yeah, you were young. And then you were doing dishes.
I started doing dishes, yeah. That's right.
What? Do you like working here?
I love it.
Yeah? Look at the seafood. Let's see. Look at this, guys.
We have mussels there. We have some prawns that we put on the jambalaya.
Yeah.
One of the
jumbo prawns, fresh mussels.
Yeah, raw.
Dry packed scallops, fresh cod you just filleted.
Just filleted, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go down the line. Let's see.
Yeah, we have lemons that we're gonna use.
Did you just cut these french fries?
We just cut them black.
Oh, we should have washed it. Okay. We should have watched how we cut the fries. Thanks, Chef. Thanks, Tony Bell, buddy. He said you're the best chef in Naples. I agree.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, look. So you're going to teach me how to make the fish and chips.
Well, I'm going to...
Are these alive? They're alive.
Yeah. Microorganisms.
Hey! Dr. Dalla. All right, guys. Here we go. You should have got me an apron, Chef. You should have got me an apron.
I got you an apron. Give me 1 second.
Oh, I'm going to get an apron. So I'm ready to go here. All right, guys. Yeah, let's do it. I tried to set up a live poll. I don't even know if you can see me. I set up a live poll for this stream, but then I didn't know what to do with it, so I deleted it because I tried it and it failed. Can you hear me well? Can you see me? Can you see Jason? Gloves. Okay, let's get.
You wash your hands?
Yes, I wash my hands, Chef. You're gonna go live on Instagram too? You can go live on Instagram, sure. That's cool. On the Off the Hook Instagram, we're gonna be cooking with Chef Jason. Don't forget, if you wanna win tickets to see Nick Swartzen sold out this weekend, we're at Off the Hook Comedy Club. So come and you want to get, just go back, and then we gotta go. People are gonna get bored. Focus on this. Let's do it. All right, here we go.
We're gonna start by.
They can't hear us. There's no way. No. Can they see us now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start by grilling some citrus. limes, orange, lemon, mango tartasas.
Okay.
We make everything here from scratch. That's the way you guys taught me. So
absolutely. So what are we doing?
So we have here our own seasoning.
Yeah.
You remember that? We call it the broiler seasoning.
Yeah.
It's a little blend of the spices.
Sure.
I won't talk about spices though, but
okay, hold on, I gotta shut this up. Now we can hear better.
Alright.
We can hear better. Alright.
Alright, so we got our lemons, orange.
Yeah.
We're gonna put them on the grill.
We're gonna grill them.
Okay.
Right. Why are we grilling them? We gotta tell the people.
Extra flavor, you know, another layer of flavor.
Okay.
So we're getting some char in the tartar sauce. It's not the same boring tartar
sauce. We're making the tartar sauce for the fish and chips, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So we make everything from scratch here. Look at it. These were potatoes earlier, and we cooked them. We cut them with our potato slicer, and then we blanched them. Did we blanch them in water?
We blanched them in oil.
Okay, so we pre-fried them. We call it blanching them just a little bit. So, and then we take them out, and we dry them down, and then we fry them when it's ready because we need to cook them fast, but we want them to be extra crispy. And by blanching them like that, it takes the starch out, right?
Yep.
It takes the starch out, and then we're gonna cook them. All right, here we go.
So we go. Fresh mayonnaise, because we make our own mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay. Fresh mayonnaise.
We make it.
Sweet relish.
Sweet relish.
Right.
Which is basically sweet pickles that we diced up.
Or seasoning again.
Yes.
Black pepper.
Yes.
Then I'll do a little bit of Tabasco.
Okay.
A tiny bit. Malt vinegar.
A little bit. Malt vinegar.
Right, and just a tiny
bit
of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce. Let me do this. I don't know. Let me see if I can do this. Jeez. Do you think I know how to cook?
Oh, this is the one who taught me a lot of the stuff I know, so I'm pretty sure you know, right?
People don't know that. They don't know that about me. But they're learning. They're learning. It's not all fun and games on the Captain's Log. I actually know how to do some stuff.
So I think we need a little bit of...
I think it needs to be a little, a little more.
Let me see if my,
we can't tell you what's in our secret seasoning, but this is a specialty blend. Can you see that beautiful blend? I got my intern doing the camera. Do I have to fire her?
No.
All right, fine.
You can see it just fine.
We need a monitor. This is what we're gonna do next week. I'm gonna have a monitor up here. We have lavalier mics. Hey, we have microphones that came in, but I didn't have time to set it up because this was supposed to happen tomorrow. So tomorrow was supposed to be this. Oh, look, so our fresh citrus is all seared, right?
All seared, yes.
Oh, my God, that smells so good. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Look at it. Okay, what are we doing?
We're going to go ahead and put some stuff in here.
Yes. So.
A little bit of orange.
So lemon, limes, and orange. We use these three combinations in a few different things, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So try that.
And we mix. All right.
It's looking good. I think it's the right
consistency. I think we're good, yeah.
So you want to give it a try?
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Is this soy? I don't need that. Oh, phenomenal.
Good.
Phenomenal.
All right, so we're good to go. We got a ton of sauce.
You
ready.
Can put that on toast. It's so good. All right, let's see.
All right, so now we have here dark beer.
Okay, so you put dark. What did we use? Amberbach or what did we use?
Yeah, Amberbach.
That's Yingling or Amberbach?
Amberbach.
Amberbach, okay.
So now, again, another blend. This mixes we make those in here.
You might want to come closer if you can hear us because the fans are on. It's hard. That's why we need the mics. But a captain is not prepared for all situations at all times. I'm the captain, but I, you know what? Sometimes I screw up. So we need the lavalier mics. They're in. They came in yesterday. It was a late. It was a late order. All right. So, so now I'm mixing this. Right.
So this is another blend that we came up with. Make sure or
this is to make a super crispy fish and chips batter. I think we need more. What do you think?
We need more.
How do we know we need more? How, what's the consistency want to be like?
Well, by now I know just by looking, but we want pretty much to be like not too thick and not thin.
Yeah.
Just right in the middle.
Just before it looks like pudding, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What are we putting in here? We won't tell them all our secrets, but what's the gist of it? Flour?
We do, you know, regular flour, some cornstarch.
Yeah.
And then more spices, I mean.
Okay, flour, cornstarch, and spices. Secrets, but we're going to give you the basic gist. You can make this at home. You just don't know the spices. Put any spice you want on it. Put a little bit of cayenne pepper, put a little salt. Little tiny bit of garlic, a little bit of onion powder. These are onion powders, right?
Yep.
And so we're gonna make the batter. What do you think? This looks good?
I think it looks good.
How long will this last like this? Because it's rising right from the beer.
Yeah, just a couple hours.
Couple hours.
Toast it.
Yeah.
So
I don't like this batter.
Okay, let me go grab my fish.
Then you grab your fish?
Yep.
Alright, hurry up. Chef's gotta get his fish. So come over here, I wanna show you something. All right, guys, we have, look at our fryers. This is the color that the oil needs to be. This is the color that the oil needs to be when you're frying fish. If it's darker than that, honestly, seriously, then it has to be changed out or else it's gonna burn. Right now, it's cracking, baby. All right, here we go. Oh, that's Marissa. Say hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Did I call you nice and early today?
Sure did.
All right. What time did I call you? 6 in the morning. I didn't even sleep last night. Because Nick Swartzen literally kept me up the whole night. Okay. I just looked at the oil and it started popping. Sometimes I have that effect.
All right, so here we go.
Okay, this is important, guys. Listen up. Because I know what he's going to tell me. What are we doing?
So the fish is going to be dry.
We got to dry it. But what are we doing? We're breading. We're tossing it in flour, right?
Yeah.
Why do we toss it in flour? So the batter can adhere to the fish. If you don't, that's when you go and you get a fish and chips or something. Yeah. You get it, and it literally, when you cut it, then the coating comes off and the fish stays there.
Right.
Guys, like this, share this. I'm going to pick. I promise you, I'm giving away 8 tickets. That's 4 pairs of 2 for Nick Swartzen. Tonight or Sunday, because Friday and Saturday is sold out. I've been asking to add a 10 o'clock show on Saturday. I don't know if it's going to happen because it's his birthday. He turned 42. He's been texting me all night. He had to fly into Orlando. That's why he's not here right now. His flight got diverted. He landed in Orlando at 12:40 a.m. And he's been driving here since. So he's going to drive here. But I'm going to be live with him either today at lunch. I want to go to lunch somewhere, right? Either today at lunch or tomorrow morning. I'm going to go live with him. Are you live on our Instagram?
Yes, I've been posting.
Awesome. All right. So we're making our fish and chips here at Captain Brian's Row Seafood Off the Hook Comedy Club. Chef Pearson, we're going to do this every Friday because Chef makes everything from scratch. This is what we do. Everything here is from scratch. All right.
So we're going to get the onion rings.
Onion
ready.
Rings.
Same thing. We coat them with flour.
Yeah. But when you go live on Instagram, you just have to hit live. You know how you can't put anything on it.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, okay. So we're making our onion rings, and we do this in the same batter.
Same batter, yeah.
Okay, look. Can you see this?
Yes.
Here's the key. when you go to when you make these onion rings and we put it in the batter, if I throw this in here like this, because it's not fully battered and coated around the outside, it's gonna blow right off the batter. So we make sure that every one is hand dipped. Sometimes it takes a little longer. And also when you have like a full house like this weekend, so bear with us, everything's homemade. All right, guys.
All right, so.
You do the fish.
I do the fish, you do the onion rings.
Okay, we get two different fryers, right?
Yep.
Always we have one fryer we do fish and one fryer we do. Okay, so I'm gonna do the onion rings.
All right.
And we put it in, he remembers. Captain remembered. You can't just drop it in. You have to dunk it a little, right? And let it swim. You have to let them swim. Right? And he's got the fish in there. And look, he gives me the hard job. He just has to drop one piece. I see how this guy is. He drops one piece, I gotta do seven onion rings over here. So I gotta go fast, because if the first one cooks faster than the rest of them, then we're screwed. All right, here we are. And guys, I tell you once, I tell you twice, I'm giving away tickets to Nick Swartz, I promise. I'm gonna give away tickets. You have to share and you have to comment that you shared it, because if you don't, you can't win.
Paul Harper says, party doesn't start until midnight in Naples, do the Saturday show.
The Saturday show?
He wants me to read all the comments.
All right, so we're cooking fish and chips, we're at Off the Hook Comedy Club. And it's Nick Swartzen weekend, which is going to be crazy. I promised everybody I'd be giving away tickets. Look at so far. Look at this. Yes, yes, yes. So lovely.
That's halfway. We're not.
Paul Harper wants to know what kind of fish.
We're doing fresh cod, right?
Fresh cod, yeah.
Fresh cod in our fish and chips. So he's flipping our onion rings. Let me wash my hands real quick because the batter.
Thanks for sharing, you guys.
You're welcome. We're going to be here every Friday, right?
Every Friday.
All right, so here's a question for you guys. Here's the question. Here's the first chance to win. You got to share the post, right? But you got to tell me what the name, you got to have the right name. The right name for his character, Nick Swartzen's character in Reno 911. That's an easy one. I mean, of course, even if you Google it. But still, you gotta post his name.
Me too, Caitlin.
In the comments. What does Caitlin say?
She says, making me hungry. Paul said, share the foodie tonight, my local Southwest Florida. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul, love you. Okay, so we're cooking our fries, right? We're cooking our fries now. Look at the onion rings, they're coming out beauties. They're almost done, right? Just another second?
Another second, yeah.
Another second on the onion rings. And the fries will be cooking in there. And then,
the fish is ready.
Yeah, the fish is ready.
All the rings are ready.
We're doing it, we're doing it. So how many people commented? Who's got the right names?
I have Paul and Caitlin, Val Gutierrez.
They wrote
Danny.
The right. They were right with the character. What's the character's name?
Oh, no one's commented about that yet.
Who's the character?
Terry, Alicia, Yazzer, Brian, Kelby, Crystal.
Who's the character that he plays in 911? Reno 911. What's his name?
So far, they're saying Terry Bernard.
Oh, all right. Someone's right.
Caitlin, Crystal.
Someone's right.
Matt.
Two tickets.
Kara.
Giving away two tickets right now. And we're at Off the Hook Comedy Club. We're making fish and chips from scratch. And are you posting on Insta or Snap?
Instagram.
Well, how come it's not live?
Because I don't have connection.
What do you mean?
I don't have connection back here.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get it live. So we can get you. Because we're going to go.
Be posting on the story.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We're going to get you on your Wi-Fi. This was, none of this was planned today because I was supposed to be with Nick Swartzen and I was supposed to be at 105.5 The Beat and I was supposed to be at Gator Country and I was supposed to be at 103.9. But Nick's flight got delayed and diverted to Orlando. So what ended up happening was I text you and text the chef. I text you at what, midnight?
I think so, yeah. Thanks for waking me up.
I didn't sleep all night. He texted me all night. All night he texted me.
Russell so said, come on, Brian, Parmesan pizza needs some lemon.
Oh, I love, oh, come on, of course Parmesan pizza.
Right, so here we
How
go.
How much do I eat that chicken parm? I love it.
So we have fries ready.
Hold on.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So you're seasoning our fries. We use
our own seasoning.
Our own seasoning. I can't give you that trick either. But we do season them.
Homemade.
I can tell you sea salt.
Yes.
This is what it looks like.
Yes, yes. And that goes on our fries.
That goes on the fries.
Right when they come out of the fryer. After we put them in this, what's called a transfer container, right? And that releases the oil from there, and then we put them in here to toss it, right?
Right. So we're gonna do a little like New England.
Okay. So we're gonna put a little bit of fries. Yes.
Yep.
Bam, right there.
Onion rings.
And onion rings. Look at our fish. Look at this crispiness. Ready? Oh my God! I shouldn't have done that, but I had to, cause just for the camera. Just for the camera. And then we're gonna put this here like this. Yes. Okay, very nice and crispy. So crispy.
So we have our tartar sauce.
And this is our tartar, yes?
Right here, we're gonna put a lemon.
We're gonna garnish it with a lemon?
Yep.
Right here. Okay.
So I think for that one, we're gonna do the radish.
Yes.
Microgreens?
Yes, the little microgreens. They're still alive, by the way.
Microgreens.
We keep them alive all the time. They're growing right now. Right?
Just a touch of.
Look at this. This is our fish and chips. Okay, next question. Next question. What is. How do I say it? I don't know. On bench warmers, Nick Swartzen plays what part? Two free tickets. Wait, so you have to scroll down the list of the people that answered the question?
Yeah.
And I know it's Terry something or other.
Yeah.
Terry Bernardino, right?
Bernardino.
Okay, scroll, and then just pick one name, whatever it is. You don't even know, like you're spinning a wheel because there's so many comments. And just pick it, and who's the winner for the first question? You just have to hit, is there so many?
Yeah.
Just scroll and put your finger on it. This intern, I'll tell you. Kirsten, I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Caitlin Tompkins,
you won two free tickets. You can DM us, DM me, because I know you're going to win. You're the first
Woo-hoo!
Winner. Yes,
go,
yes.
Caitlin.
And then who is, what's the character he plays on Bench Warmers? By the way, that's probably my favorite Nick Swartzen movie. And we're going to give away two tickets right now for that, if you answer that. Don't forget to like and share. This is the Captain's Log. We are going to be with Chef Gearson every Friday. If you guys hate me cooking, then let me know. If you love me cooking, you can tell me that too. I don't care. But Chef is awesome.
Thank you.
And next week, I think I want to show them how to fillet fish. We're going to have a contest. We're going to have a contest. He's been filleting fish for quite a while. But I'll have a contest with him who can fillet it fast.
We used to do that, remember?
We used to do that. Yeah. But I'm rusty. Woo-hoo. I haven't been. You got like 10 more years experience now on me, because I haven't been filleting fish back here for 10 years probably. Yeah. But I've done a little, but not as much as you. This every day for the past 15 years.
Every day, yeah.
But I did show you how to start. Now I was the teacher. Now the student is going to try to take on the teacher. All right, guys. So what do you think? Do you like this? You can't have any. My intern is not eating this. It'll go right to the hips. I'm just kidding. She's going to eat the whole thing.
See how it gives me a hard time, you guys?
Ah. So this is our fish and chips. Let's see the onion rings. Look, I mean, that's delicious, right? All right, Marissa. This is the perks of the job as being the intern. You can have an onion ring, a French fry, whatever you want.
All
right,
I'll try the onion ring.
You gonna go with the onion ring? Okay. So, how we doing? So far, we good? All right, chef. So, favorite memory?
Oh, hey, Matt.
Matt said hi. All right, favorite memory working here now for 15 years. What's your favorite memory so far? Come on, we got to get closer to the camera because we don't have our mics on. I really screwed up.
I got so many, a couple nasty ones.
Whoa, nasty. Let's hear a nasty one.
But one of my favorites is, remember those big tall towers where we used to serve beer?
Oh, we used to have the beer towers, yeah.
And a couple of the customers, when they were drunk, They tried to steal them.
They took them, right?
And we chased them, like, around the plaza.
We did.
That was a good time. We, you know, tried to get our towers back.
What was the worst time I yelled at you the most?
Every day, but...
I slowed down now, right? In my old age, I'm slowing down. I'm not as crazy as I used to be. You think I'm easy to work for now or harder?
Harder.
I think it's...
You think it's harder? Oh, my God.
Imagine, I think it's been easy. Or
imagine
worse,
10 years ago, her working for me. No, I was a little firecracker. All right, so who's our winner for?
Crystal.
Crystal is the new one.
Crystal,
what's her last name?
Crystal Matheny.
Crystal Matheny?
Yeah.
Whoa! You won 2 free tickets to Nick Swartzen.
Woo! Go, Crystal.
All right, girl. I got 2 more pairs of tickets. Let me see. 2 more pairs of tickets to give away for Nick Swartzen. We made our fish and chips. I think this is going to be a big seller this weekend because everyone's probably going goo-goo gaga over the fish and chips, right? But we do have a new menu that came out yesterday.
Yeah, we have a new menu.
We updated some things. We put some new items on the menu, which is exciting. And then...
we do specials every week.
There'll be specials, yeah.
So Caitlin Tompkins is the first one, and then Crystal Matheny is the second.
All right, Caitlin and Crystal, the 2 winners. We got 2 more winners to pick, and we're going to wrap this up, guys. This is the Captain's Log. By the way, the podcast can be downloaded, shared anywhere. If you share the live stream, I will pick 1 winner right now who shared the stream so far. If you haven't shared it, you can't win this shot, right? So
comment shared.
You got to share. After you share it, because I'll see it, but you have to comment that you shared it. And then I'll pick 1 of those winners next. But the Captain's Log is a podcast. It's a live show. We've been doing it for 13 years. It's evolved into basically now a full-time podcast. It's a live stream on Facebook. We're even, I think, on Instagram right now. We're trying to do everything, right? But we do a lot of...
Multitasking.
Yeah. The intern, I'm going to fire her. That's going to be an exciting episode. You can't wait to see that one. But honestly, on Friday, we're going to be cooking on Fridays with Chef Gearson. I know on Tuesdays, you guys love that one because that's Ask the Doctor. Dr. Dalla make you holla every Tuesday. Wednesdays and Thursdays, our guests here at Off the Hook Comedy Club, the comedians, myself. And on Mondays, usually my day, to do what I want. And then on Saturday, we do a recap. Sometimes on Saturday, I have specialty guests, that kind of thing. But you have to tune in every day because I like what you do. And it's good because I'm a narcissist, so it's good for my ego. Otherwise, I get really upset and you can't see me. So you don't want to do that. So who's our winner for who shared? And on Instagram, guys, if you're live, is there people on Instagram right now watching us?
2.
Okay, then don't worry. Then you guys have to, on Instagram, we're going to give away, I'll give 2 tickets to people on Instagram too. On the Off the Hook Instagram, they're on that one right now.
Yep.
So I'm going to do something for you guys too. But if you like and share, and you can download the podcast anywhere you get your podcast, like iTunes, Stitcher. Spotify this last week, we had like, 1,000 people download on Spotify. And last week alone, we had over 125,000 views. That's pretty cool because I have an interview with Kevin Hart that only has 350,000, but that was like 8 years ago. So we've come like so far, right? Before we used to get like hardly any likes, any shares, any comments. Now it's like just it's on fire, which I appreciate because I couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you so much. All right, here we go. So how many shares do we have so far?
A lot.
How many shares actually does it say we have?
A lot. One, two.
No, it'll say. No. Okay. So where are we at? All right, we got to see. Viewers. Oh, I know why. Because I had to. We need the monitor up next time. The captain at this. Holy moly. Yeah, it's not me though. That's the key. Is it? No. It's because the phone's in. Okay. So, where are we at? Here we are. We're trying to have, we're having technical difficulty. Good thing I'm doing this, not you. Jeez. Good thing I did that, not the intern, because I would have really been gone crazy. All right, so what I'm going to do is I can't pick the winner on the shares because I can't see it on the monitor. So tomorrow, next time we do it, we have to have our computer up. That's how I did it last time, which is really cool because then we can see how many people are doing it. But the shares are getting like way up there. I can see it already. So I'm going to pick somebody who shared it, and then I am going to pick, this one is for both Facebook and Instagram. Drop a comment for the last show you saw here at Off the Hook. What was the last show you saw? Name the comedian, all right? And when somebody comments the right comedian, the one that I think it is, it could be from all the way in 2005 to in 2018. Drop your comment on name the comedian that you saw here at Off the Hook, and I will give you two free tickets. I'm just gonna randomly pick one of the winners based on who I wanna see them mention, all right? And that's it, we're done. I mean, do we have some cornbread in the oven?
Not yet.
No.
We're gonna start making cornbread.
We're gonna make cornbread. We have it going here?
Yeah,
we're gonna make cornbread. Come on over. We have cornbread already mixed up, and you're gonna show. Like, tell me what you're doing. While we pick one more winner for Nick Swartzen here at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Right, so this has been one of the companies.
We're bringing this back because we had so many people say, "Where the hell's the cornbread?" Right?
They request that a lot. Yeah. So it's finally back on the menu.
Okay, good. So the new menu starting today. The cornbread's back, guys. You gotta love that because we got a lot of requests. We have our funky little new pans that we're going to be doing our cornbread in.
All right, so spray the...
We're going to spray it so it doesn't stick. We don't want a sticky little cornbread. Our cornbread batter is a secret. I can't give you the recipe to that. Maybe on a special edition, I'll do the recipe for the cornbread. Maybe. Right? Chef doesn't like that idea.
I don't like that, but...
He said no, it's not having it. All right.
I mean, it's the best cornbread, honestly.
Are we getting comments? Are you guys dropping comments on who their favorite comedian is?
Quite a few.
All right.
Ryan Davis, Bert Kreischer, James Johan, Gary Owen, Michael Fadel.
Keep reading. Mitch Patel.
Carl Remy, Josh Prey.
Look at the captain can do
Carrie
this.
Carrie Strider's never been here before.
Oh my God.
Look, you gotta spray.
Oh, I got a spray. Look, I failed already. I'll tell you, I've been out of this business.
Bellamy.
Unbelievable.
So many. So, Courtney Wayne.
Who?
Courtney Wayne. Or
Country Wayne. Country Wayne. All right, so look, we're putting this, we're getting ready to put a cornbread in the oven. And this has whole kernel corn in it. Yes.
Fresh,
right?
Yeah, fresh corn.
You cut that.
We cut them. We erase some of it.
Kevin
Hart.
Jay Reed.
This is delicious. I like to overfill it. Garrison hates me for that. He hates when I do it. Yes, I do everything. I over extra everything, I think. That's the worst, right? I'm high maintenance. What do you want me to tell you? All right, guys. So these bad boys will go in our oven. How long will we bake them?
15, 20 minutes.
It's very soft and moist, yes?
Soft and moist.
And our cornbread is sweet. It's not a dry, chalky, cakey cornbread. I like it so moist that it makes you want to smack your mama. That's how moist this is.
You
know
what
I'm
saying? Hear that? Smack your mama.
So, last thing, I will pick two more winners, right? I have to pick
two on Instagram.
Two on Instagram. So somebody on Instagram is going to win that named the comedian, their favorite comedian that they've seen here, and somebody on our Facebook stream. And in the meantime, you can download the podcast. If you want to go to the website, it's thecaptainslogpodcast.com, because on that you can get the links to Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google, anywhere that you download, or you just go to your own and put in the Captain's Log, and it's Brian Spina, B-R-I-E-N-S-P-I-N-A. Hit the like button, and also, guys, if you want notifications, you have to turn on your notifications that I'm going live, because when I go live, I give free stuff away. And you're going to see me fire Marissa. That's probably the best. Maybe not, but it might happen. Who knows? Because that's exciting. Who doesn't want to see that, right? And I did fill the captain's position, right? Lacey is our new general manager. She's been training now for a week. Thank you, guys, because that actually was the key to her turning in her resume and applying for the job, is someone saw it, the post, that you're going to work like a captain, be a captain, and hang out with the captain. And how did I end up with my intern? She just got lucky.
Yeah.
God, she got lucky, I tell you. That poor thing. She has to work with me now every day. But look, guys, I want to show you. These are actually alive. Did you know that? They're growing right now. Look, they're in water. And the herbs are so fresh, they're alive. Damn it. And this isn't just for the camera. We do this all the time. Because I'm a little crazy, right? So everything has to be extra. Extra. And what's this? This is to spank my chef. When they really get out of hand, the captain goes, bow! And I blast them with this. All right. Oh, look, our cornbread.
There we are, hot.
Hey!
Yeah, he said don't touch.
So these are lovely little cornbreads. They just came out of our brick oven. Here's the best part. Can we get it? Can we see this?
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at how lovely that is. Right? It's so moist. Oh my God.
You remember customers used to
put eat this back together. Just kidding.
Like
just
a
kidding.
Dessert. Right?
Yes, yeah, they used to eat it as a dessert. I'm joking. I wouldn't really do that, but I'm just having fun because we're live. And look at how moist it is, though. That's my best part. Yeah, they get this as dessert sometimes. It's so funny. We put a little honey butter on it.
I like it just with butter.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can try honey. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's our cornbread, guys. And Chef Gerson.
Hashtag moist.
Look, Gerson. I love you, buddy. Oh, yeah, you don't want to give me that. It's been great. It's been 15 years. We're going to do this every Friday. Today's Thursday, but we got to come back on Friday. Guys, I'm going to comment. I'm going to talk to you guys on the comments below. Thank you for watching the Captain's Log. I am going to... this is the thing. If you get the notifications on the page, then you'll know that either today or tomorrow, I'm going to be live with Nick Swartzen. I am going to give it to him for making us all get up this morning at 6:15 and not make it here on time. So that's going to be fun. He says we're BFFs because he texts me all night. I was apparently his entertainment because he was flying and driving. He's in an Uber right now. He's in an Uber right now coming from Orlando. So the captain's log's out. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Friday.